SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The 42-day shutdown affecting the Department of Homeland Security may be nearing an end. Senators approved funding for TSA and most other agencies except ICE. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer blamed Republicans for TSA workers not getting paid.
This long overdue agreement funds TSA, the Coast Guard, FEMA, CISA, strengthens security at the border and the ports of entry, and keeps Americans safe. This could have been accomplished weeks ago if Republicans hadn't stood in the way.
But Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats are the ones to blame.
We are here because thanks to Democrats' determined refusal to reach an agreement, there will be no Homeland Security funding bill this year. Instead, just a few minutes ago, Republicans funded the Department of Homeland Security piecemeal. It's not the way to fund the department.
Measure now goes to the House for consideration. Israel has launched more strikes on Iran's capital and says its attacks will escalate and expand.
Israel's military says it's conducted a wave of strikes in the heart of Tehran, while smoke was seen billowing in the Beirut skyline after President Donald Trump delayed his threat to hit Iran's energy plants over the effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Israel has moved thousands of troops across the border into Lebanon, where Israeli officials say they want to take control of the entire area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Group of seven foreign ministers have met in France to discuss the Russia-Ukraine conflict, with deep divisions apparent over the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran. Secretary of State Marco Rubio joined his G7 counterparts there today, just 24 hours after the president's latest round of insults lobbed at NATO. This is SRN News. Rainbow crosswalks are disappearing in Dallas. Michael Harrington reports.
The crosswalks, designed to celebrate gay pride, are being removed under orders from Republican Governor Greg Abbott. He says the LGBT flag designs violate the Texas Manual on Uniform Traffic Controls Devices and have to go. Dallas officials have been fighting it, but they've now given in, and crews are at work returning the crosswalks to normal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has issued a similar statewide order. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is in a standoff with San Jose State University. The Education Department has deemed that there are Title IX violations involving transgender athletes taking place at the school and says there will be legal action if things don't change. Officials at SJSU say they disagree with the department's legal position and findings. In January, the administration found the university had discriminated against women by letting a man play on the women's volleyball team. This is SRN News. The International Olympic Committee has announced it will restrict women's sports to biological females.
The policy will go into effect for the Los Angeles 2028 Olympic Games onwards. The IOC adopted as a standard a test for the gene associated with the sex-determining region Y protein, also known as SRY. The SRY gene is responsible for the initiation of male sex determination. Transgender activists have insisted that men who identify as women should be allowed to compete in women's sports. Critics have long argued, however, that women's sports must be kept separate to allow women to compete on a level playing field, and that men enjoy biological advantages that undermine fairness in women's sports. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A federal judge is weighing Fulton County's demand that the FBI return ballots and records from the 2020 election that were seized from an Atlanta area warehouse. Today, the judge plans to hear arguments after mediation failed in the issue. More details at srnnews.com.